I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com. When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple, and that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about confidence. You know that saying, kill them with kindness? We are switching it up today and killing them with confidence. Because I think it is the answer to most of our problems, our energetic and emotional issues, anything that we're going through, whether it be personal or in our relationships, friendships, things that we are going through. More often than not, a lot of the issues come from insecurity, not knowing how to, you know, instill confidence in yourself, instill confidence in others, not knowing how to implement boundaries, not knowing how to communicate. Or it's not even so much about not knowing how to, it's just like not having the confidence to do it, not having the courage to do it. And we're going to go over two Dear Victoria submissions today. One that's right on topic. It's like really big with insecurity and confidence. It is more specifically about feeling insecure when it comes to your partner's ex. And then the other one, it's not so much on this exact topic. Like I said, I think that confidence is the answer to most of these problems. So I will throw confidence into that answer. But that one is about having a boyfriend that you caught doing some shady biz, who's lying and, you know, whatever, and how to handle that sort of situation. We'll save that one toward the end. But even aside from that, when I was already planning to put this episode out, I, in the meantime, have been watching Love is Blind and Love Island All Stars, the new season of Love is Blind. Not that it matters because they're all the freaking same. But yeah, and Love Island All Stars that just ended. So while I'm watching these shows, there's one common denominator, one frequent theme that occurs season after season, and it's that the women have no confidence. And the women who do have the confidence, or I should say the woman, because it's like one woman every season who has confidence, is like a unicorn. You know, it's like she's the one that everyone like she's the main character essentially, you know, because she actually has confidence. And because that's so rare and infrequent, it makes her, you know, character or her storyline. Like, she's the strong one. She's this, she's that. She's so empowering. She's so powerful, blah, blah, blah. Which, first of all, yeah, that's all true. When you carry confidence with you and when you carry your, you know, head held high, you are, those things are true about you. But why I find it, like, you know, interesting when watching these shows is because there's only ever one like that. And for the most part, all of the girls are seeing the men as the prize, really embodying their desperate energy. And there's always like two girls for every guy. Like, it's always two girls interested in one guy. They're both pursuing him. They're both, you know, if it's Love Island, they're both pulling him for chats. Or if it's Love is Blind, they're both like hoping that they're the one that he proposes to. And they're like waiting for him to give the okay on like who his number one, like top of the list pick is. And the men are always just like sitting back looking pretty because they have options. They have plan A, they have plan B to fall back on. And they know that they don't have to do much like pursuing and vetting because it's like being done for them, essentially. And these women are always, like I said, giving this desperate energy of just like, pick me, choose me, love me, or like, you know, hoping that she's the one who wins the prize at the end. They never see themselves as the prize. And it really comes from a lack of confidence. For me, I feel like at this stage, you know, I'm watching women who are in their late 20s and in their 30s. You know, this is not some like spring chicken, like, you know, MTV days reality show. Okay, myself, for example, being, you know, 21, 22 years old. I actually wasn't even thinking of that. Just hit me now. You know, like, I'm watching women who have either been engaged before or married before or who have like dated for 10 years, you know, at this stage of the game, it should be simple. It's either me or it's not, right? Like, pick me or move on. I'm not going to beg you, pick me, choose me, love me. I'm going to tell you, like, it's either me or it's not me. Like, let's call a spade and let's, you know, cut the bullshit now. I'm not going to sit here for weeks trying to prove myself to you. I actually think one of the girls, I like cook and do other things while watching Love is Blind, so I'm not like fully locked and loaded, like paying attention. So I forget their names, but I did catch one of the girls saying to one of the guys that she wants to prove herself to him. And she's like, I hope that I can prove it to you. Something, I feel like he said that he was like scared of her or something of the sort. And she was like, well, I hope that I could prove to you that I'm not scary, that you don't have to be scared of me. And I'm like, what is even happening? Like, who is this man that she has on a pedestal who she's never even visually seen before, who is literally talking to her through a wall? And she's like trying to prove herself to him. One thing that I always say with dating is like everything that happens from the beginning sets the tone. So what's the tone that you're going to set? You could either set the tone of like, I know who I am. I know my worth. I'm not going to settle for less. This is bop, 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 X, Y, and Z. This is what I want. This is what I, you know, bring to the table. This is what I require my partner to bring to the table. And like I said, there's always like that one person that has, you know, the confidence. And then every other woman really sees herself as someone, I don't know if it's like unworthy of love or intimidated by the guys. Whatever the situation is, it's coming from total insecurity and a total lack of confidence and really just not knowing how to be assertive and to be, you know, a woman who is okay with it, with things, you know, how they go either way. And everyone's been talking lately about the whole like let them theory by Mel Robbins. I think that it's a Mel Robbins thing. Yeah, now as I'm saying that, I'm kind of second guessing myself, but I think it's Mel Robbins. And the, you know, theory is just essentially like, let them do what they want to do. Quite frankly, I feel like these are things that I've said well before they're going viral on TikTok because of Mel Robbins. But anyway, that's fine. I'll give her the credit. Okay. And it's just essentially saying that, like, let them show you who they are. Let them do what they do. Like, if they don't like you, let them. If they reject you, let them. Like, don't live life in fear of rejection or of these certain things. simply let people do what they are going to do, what they are meant to do, what they want to do, because it says more about them than it does about you. It has everything to do with someone else's preference, someone else's life issues and things, or whatever positives, negatives that they're going through. And it has nothing to do with you. It doesn't say like they didn't like me, so there's something wrong with me. It's saying they aren't for me. Like, that's simply what it is. Let them do what they're going to do. Let them show you who they are. Let them show you their true colors, and so on and so forth. Goes hand in hand with all of the sayings that I've always said. I only want what wants me. Everything I want wants me back. So I don't fear rejection, because if you don't want me, I don't want you either. I only want what wants me. Everything that's meant for me wants me just as much as I want it. So it all goes hand in hand. I'm not fearing rejection, because I will let them do what they want, choose what they want, make the choices that they want to make the decisions that they want to make, and so on and so forth. It's also just like, so what? Like, so what if things don't work out? So what if this person doesn't like you? So what if you don't get exactly what you thought you wanted? What's the worst thing that will happen? You have to pivot, you have to reroute, you have to go a different direction, find something or someone else. Like, so what? That's just the way that the cookie crumbles. We can always think about things that we wish we would have done differently, choices that we wish that we would have made rather than the other. Maybe there's mistakes that we've made along the way and decisions that, you know, we thought making them would turn out, you know, positively, but you actually got a negative result. No matter what, every single thing that we do, every single thing that we go through, every failure, every rejection, every lesson learned, every high, every low, every positive, every negative, all leads us to exactly where we're supposed to be. So what if certain things you wanted did not work out? Let them not work out. And that's why I just can't take watching these girls on these shows be so desperate for them to be picked, because it's like, girl, if it's not your man, it's not your man. You can't force it to be your man. You can't force anything in life. You can't force girls to be your friends. You can't force a man to be your husband, nor should you want to. If you have to force something to work out, then you should not want it at all. You should not want anything that requires a lot of effort to have. Walk away and let go of anything that brings out your insecurities. You should always be leading with confidence. That should be what precedes you. Like, your energy enters the room before you enter the room. And it does not have to mean that you are the biggest energy. It doesn't have to mean that you're the most outspoken, that you're the loudest, that you're the most. It does not have to mean anything. It is as simple as you talk positively about yourself. You talk highly of yourself. So often we lead with our insecurities. Like, we will talk about something that we don't like. Like, someone's so ready to say that you look pretty, and you're ready to reroute that and say, oh my God, are you kidding? My hair is a mess. I haven't washed my hair in a week. My skin, my makeup came out bad today. My skin looks shitty. I have a breakout, which I have one right now on my chin. It's like someone complimenting me and me being like, oh no, but let me show you this insecurity that's taking over my life right now. Oh, I love your outfit. Are you kidding? I look terrible in this. I hate this outfit. All you should be doing when getting a comp, when being, you know, complimented, is saying thank you. That's it. Saying thank you. Those are the things that I mean when I say it's about your energy. It has nothing to do with having the biggest personality. It's just about having the most confident aura. And I think that people have almost like confused, like, there's a very thick line. It's not a fine line. It's a thick line between modesty and insecurity. You can be a modest person, meaning you don't have to be cocky. You don't have to brag about yourself. You don't have to show off. You don't have to, you know, lead every conversation and always talk about yourself. And here's what I have going on. And here's what I'm doing. Like, that's not modest, right? You could be the complete opposite of that. And, you know, that's modesty, but that does not mean downplaying yourself. That does not mean, you know, denying your greatness. Let's say that you just accomplished something major. Holding that in, not telling anybody, not being excited, downplaying it. If somebody does know, say that somebody says, congratulations on that big thing. And you're like, oh, it's really not that big of a thing. It's really not a big deal. That's not modesty. That is insecurity. That is you not wanting to showcase your confidence. So there's a very big difference between the two, but I think people get them confused because I feel like so often people think that they're gonna come off as cocky by simply just being proud of themselves or having confidence in themselves. You're allowed to know that you're deserving of something good. You're allowed to know that you're worthy of something good. You're allowed to be proud of your accomplishments, and you don't have to downplay them when somebody gives you credit for it. There was an interview where, okay, so Alona Marr is her name. She is a rugby player. She just did an interview, and the interviewer said to her, how do you deal with imposter syndrome? And she was like, I don't think I have that. Like, what is imposter syndrome? I don't think that I struggle with that. And so, you know, the lady, like the interviewer was quite frankly annoying me because she was like really trying to push and like trying to convince Alona Marr that like she must have it. Everybody has it, you know, which is just essentially not true. She was like, how is that possible? Like, you don't ever have that little voice in your head or blah, blah, blah. And like just going back and forth and explaining imposter syndrome to her and telling her, you know, it's like kind of feeling like you're not deserving or you're not worthy or like this is too much or like, you know, feeling insecure and feeling like you shouldn't really like share your accomplishments, whatever the case is. And she's like, yeah, no, I don't struggle with that. Like, I have worked really, really hard for my accomplishments. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with knowing that I deserve that. I don't think that there's anything wrong with owning that fact. Like, I am good at what I do. Why should I say that I'm not? Why should I think that I'm not? I know I am. I've worked hard. I've trained for years. I'm passionate. I'm talented. I put my all into it. Like, there's no imposter syndrome here. I don't struggle with that. Like, I really can't answer that question. And again, kind of like how I said, like on these dating shows, there's always like one person who's like super confident. The lady was seeing her as if she's like a unicorn. Same way with the confident one on the dating show. There's always that one. And it's like as if they're a unicorn. Why? Because we are so used to insecurity. We are so used to people leading with insecurity. We're so used to people feeling like they cannot share, you know, their pride in themselves. They should not talk highly about themselves. And the question is why? Why do we feel that way? I don't have the answer. Maybe it's to fit into everyone else's box. Maybe it's to make everybody else feel more comfortable, because if you are proud of yourself, it'll cause discomfort in other people. It'll make other people feel insecure. Quite frankly, that's not your issue. I hate to say it, but like other people's insecurities are not your problems. You can have confidence, and if your confidence makes somebody else insecure, that's on them. That's not on you. You're not doing anything malicious. You're not doing anything with bad intent. You're simply living your life proudly, and there's, you know, nothing to be ashamed of for that. And going back to that Alona Marr comment, you know, how I said in the beginning, like, oh, this isn't about kill them with kindness. This is about kill them with confidence. It doesn't mean that you can't also be kind, because one has nothing to do with the other. Confidence does not cancel out kindness. Alona Marr is extremely kind. She was not being cocky. She was not being unkind. She was not being mean. She was not trying to make the interviewer feel bad. She was not trying to make the interviewer uncomfortable. She wasn't rolling her eyes and giving side eye. And she wasn't saying like, what do you mean? Like, you know, she was not bragging. She was not cocky. She was not, you know, on an ego trip. She was very humbly and very kindly showcasing her confidence and leading with confidence. So that's why I say kill him with confidence, which is exactly what she did, because that interviewer was stunned. She was blown away by Alona's confidence. That's what she led with. She let her confidence precede her, and she led with owning her positives rather than focusing on her negatives. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right, This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalario.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalario.com. Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, and even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code for the girls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code for the girls for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out. Because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny, And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalerio.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now.
And I want to talk about this first Dear Victoria submission, because I think that this is a big thing to do with that, is focusing so much on your insecurities, hyperfixating on the other person's confidence and letting their confidence take away from yours. So here it goes. Dear Victoria, my husband and I have a 5-month-old baby girl and another one on the way. Whoa, oh my goodness. First of all, amazing, congratulations, but wow, that's crazy. He is divorced and has 4-year-old twins with his ex-wife. We see them every weekend. Anytime I have to see or talk to his ex when picking up or dropping off the kids, I get so much anxiety and so nervous and uncomfortable. Like physical anxiety, I'm sweating, my heart's racing, it's so awkward every single time. I also compare myself to her and find myself looking at her Facebook. I'm so disgusted with myself because I hate that insecure, weird behavior. It started as curiosity at the beginning, and now it's a habit. I love my husband so much, and I know how much he loves me, and I'm so confident in our relationship and what we have. I know I have to accept the fact that they have to communicate over the kids and we have to see her, but why can't I stop comparing myself to her? Why do I get so awkward and nervous every time I know I'm going to see her? This, to me, is a perfect case of exactly what I'm talking about. I think that this is a woman, I mean, I don't have any context on this other woman, like on the ex-wife, but the fact that I have the context of you being confident in your relationship, she's not meddling in your relationship, she's not trying to get back with him, she's not calling and texting him, she's not being inappropriate. I'm sure if she was, you would have mentioned that. You made it clear that you have no reason to feel insecure by her because she does nothing wrong. So to me, this is a case of somebody who is confident, who loves herself, who loves her life, and it is intimidating to you. She's not intimidating, you're just intimidated. So it brings out your insecurities because you're struggling in your own personal confidence here. It has nothing to do with being insecure in your relationship. Like you said, he loves me. I'm confident in our relationship. I'm not afraid that he's calling her, you know, for a booty call or something. They just communicate over the kids. So you're not worried about your relationship. You're comparing yourself because you're seeing somebody who is so, you know, confident in themselves, and it's bringing out your insecurities. And now look, it's become an obsession. I cannot stress enough, you need to stop looking at the Facebook. That is not healthy. I understand maybe in the very beginning, when you first started dating, when you first met, you're like, all right, let me creep on, you know, the ex-wife situation. This habit has to come to an end because it's what's driving you insane. You're comparing probably every little thing, where she's going, what she's doing, what she's wearing, what she looks like, this and that, like whatever the case is, now it's going to make you an insecure woman, period. This comparison game has to come to an end. The stalking and creeping on social media has to come to an end. This has to be an out of sight, out of mind situation. I think that in itself will ease your anxiety when you see her. I'm not saying it's going to be the solution and answer to everything, but I think it'll ease the anxiety because part of your anxiety right now is probably having a little bit of a guilty conscience, like a little bit of that feeling in the back of your head, like, this is weird that I do this. I'm coming to see this girl on the weekend and I just yesterday was creeping through her whole Facebook. I know everything she does. I know where she's going. That is not good. The more out of sight, the more out of mind, you won't have that like guilty, insecure, weird feeling of like, I do this creepy thing and I have this habit of like checking all her stuff and I'm keeping tabs on her all the time. Stop keeping tabs on her. That's causing even more anxiety. At the end of the day, you have to really be able to question where this is coming from, where this is stemming from. What is it about her that is so intimidating to you? What is it about her that brings out the insecurities in you? Like I said before, so your confidence making somebody else insecure is not a you problem, it's a them problem. So that's the case for you. whatever she's doing, it's not her problem. She's not making you uncomfortable. She's not giving you anxiety. She's not doing anything to you. She's simply living her life, and you are insecure, anxious, and nervous as a byproduct of that. So this is a you issue solely, which is good to know because there's no drama. There's nothing that she's doing. It's something that you can work on and heal and fix within yourself. So get to the root of that. What is the issue? Do you struggle with knowing that she was with him in the past? Is it that? Or do you have insecurities on physical things, surface level things, looks, clothes, things that they have that you don't have, or whatever the case is, places that she goes, things that she does? Is it things like that? Like, what are the things that make you feel this way? Situations like this tell me that you see the confidence and the positives and the good things in the other person, but you're not leading with them in yourself. Like, you're not seeing them in yourself. You're able to look at her and see all the good things about her, all the things that she has and her lifestyle and whatever. And you're comparing yourself to that because you're seeing a lack in yourself. So all that tells me is that you're leading with insecurity and you're not leading with confidence. And it doesn't have to mean that when you see her on the weekends, you have to tell her all the things that you accomplished and all the things that you did. No, of course not. But it's simply just having it in the back of your head, knowing what you're good at, knowing how great you have it, focusing on what you do have rather than on what you don't have, and seeing the positives in your life. And that in itself will allow you to not compare to other people, or, you know, her specifically, because you're not looking at it from that lens. You're looking at life through the lens of like, I am happy, I am satisfied, I love my life, I have good things going for me, I'm great at XYZ, I'm positive about this, I'm powerful in this way, blah, blah, blah. When that is your focus, you're not going to look at somebody else and be intimidated by them, because you're like, your life is yours, my life is mine, I'm confident in mine, you're confident in yours, and your confidence does not affect me whatsoever, so we can coexist and be perfectly fine. And is it that you think that she's thinking negatively about you? Like, you know, when you go see her, and you're nervous and awkward and palm sweaty, heart racing, are you going into this feeling like, what is she going to think about me? Is she talking shit about me in her group chat? Is she talking shit about me to her friends? Like, what are your thoughts? Because if you're thinking that she's thinking negatively about you, that goes back to my original point. So what? Let them. If she is thinking negatively about you, if she's talking negatively about you, you know, amongst her friends, what does it matter to you? She doesn't have to be in your personal life. You guys are just two ships passing in the night. You're only in each other's lives for the sake of the twins that, you know, you have to, you know, trade off every weekend, if you will. So if your fear is that you want her to think highly of you and you want her to have a good impression of you and you just feel like, you know, I don't know what she thinks of me, I don't know what she says about me, that has to get put out of your head ASAP. I only want wants me. Everything I want wants me back. I do not fear rejection, because if you don't want me, I don't want you either. Let them, let them, let them. So what? So what? So what? All of these sayings are what need to be going on in your head when, you know, approaching, you know, her again, like seeing her again, whatever the case is. And also playing on repeat in the back of your head when you're about to go do the Facebook, you know, stalking again. You have to drop the obsession with this person, because the more that you focus on her, the more that you hyperfixate on her, the more that you think about her, the worse you're going to feel about her. It's never going to make you feel any better about yourself by continuing to go and go and go and look and look and look. Instead, let's spend a couple days, let's really like spend some time journaling, reflecting, really looking inward and questioning why? Because the root cause is the most important thing here. She might be doing nothing wrong. She might be a completely innocent bystander, but it's still always going to bring out the worst in you because of your intimidation by her and the way that she makes you insecure. So you need to figure out why that is, and you need to completely heal that, completely remove, you know, her from your mind at all times, and let her be nothing more than just a person that you have to deal with, a person that you have to see, a person that, you know, is always going to be in your lives because it's his ex that he has children with. And it's just like, great, we get to have this other, you know, huge support in our lives. And like, that's awesome. We get to, you know, share the kids and whatever. Like, okay, cool. We have a good relationship. They're perfectly fine. They don't have problems. They communicate platonically. And that's that. So you need to completely view her as a non-issue. There's not any issues coming from this person, so I need to stop making issues with this person. It's just out of sight, out of mind, healing the issue, getting to the root cause. That's it. That's all you could do. Now I'm going to shift gears to wrap this up and go over the other Dear Victoria submission that is on a sort of different topic, but I just know that you girls will be able to relate to this in some capacity. Hopefully not currently. Hopefully not many of you are currently going through this sort of situation, but I've had so many girls DM me, message me, send Dear Victoria submissions relating to things like this, asking for advice on things like this, and asking how to handle this type of situation. So I'm going to tell you all right now. Dear Victoria, my boyfriend had his friends over Saturday night and they were drinking. Sunday, I felt off. My emotions were all over the place and he said I was just overreacting all day, but I felt that something was wrong. Right before I went to bed, I got a text from someone showing me screenshots of a conversation of him on Snapchat with another girl saying, I'm so drunk right now. What are you doing? How old are you? Want to show me something? Ugh, okay. And then he said, never mind, that was my friend. He told me that his friend was on his phone. But when I was with him Sunday night, I had him call all of his friends about this. And they all said, I swear, that was you. I was sleeping before then. I didn't do that. I don't remember doing that. So he said his friend must have known his password. He told me he changed his password after it happened, but then admitted later to lying about that part of the story and said, no, his friend had his phone unlocked. Okay, so already caught in a lie, admitting to a lie. He said that when he realized his friend was on his phone, he got mad and told him to get a ride home. But he still stayed the night and the friend did not text his mom to give him a ride home like my boyfriend said he did. Okay, we got another lie caught. He was so emotional Sunday night when I found out. So he drove over to my house and said, you can't break up with me. I can't lose you because of this. He said if I hadn't seen the screenshot sent to me, he was going to show it to me Monday when we hung out anyway. Oh my God. Lies. Lies, lies, lies. But even still, he was still playing video games with his friends all day on Sunday and didn't even seem that mad. So he's claiming that he was so mad at his friend Saturday night for doing this, told the friend he's got to go home, but the friend didn't go home. Sunday, spent the whole day still playing video games with his friends and was like gonna tell her about this on Monday, 2 days later. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Monday we spent the day together. He was so sorry. He bought me Starbucks. He took me shopping. He deleted every girl off of his phone. He told his friend it can't happen again and was clearly very upset and scared of losing me. I will never know what really happened that night, but part of me thinks that it was him, not his friend, and it was all just a cover story. Please help me. I'm so confused and hurt. Well, I wasn't there either, and I could tell you what happened. The whole thing is a lie. This is all a lie. He got caught, and that very upsetness, that impulsive shopping trip he took you on and all that, that is what someone does when they have a guilty conscience. That is somebody trying to make up for what they just got caught with. He is clearly overcompensating for doing you wrong, for doing something wrong. To me, there is no doubt about this. The story doesn't even make sense. If his friend did something to him Saturday night that caused this sort of anger and being mad and why would you do this and blah, 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 he would have called you Saturday night and told you. And his friends would have went home. He would be done with his friend. He would not be sitting there Sunday playing video games with them, having that friend still sleep over his house, and waiting until Monday to tell you. It's all a lie. Of course, it's so easy to say what he would have done and could have done and was gonna do. Okay, yeah, you could say that because you got caught, but that's not what happened. So I can only take that at face value. That means absolutely nothing to me. I cannot value that information as, oh, but he was going to. How do you know? There's no proof. I don't believe this person, especially because he admitted to other lies. Like, he got caught in other lies, admitting about the changing the phone password and blah, blah, blah. Lies, lies, lies. Okay. So my thing is always to see a situation in black and white with no gray area, okay? No romanticism, no confusion. Here's what you know. He was messaging somebody on Snapchat asking them to send him, it seems like naked pictures. I think that's what it means when it says you want to show me something. Asking how old, I'm drunk, what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. You have evidence, you have proof of his phone sending that to her. Now, you might have no evidence that he's the one who sent it, but if his friends did it fucking around, at some point, one of the friends would have admitted it and said, I'm sorry, my bad, bro. I thought it was funny, I did it. But instead, all of his friends said they did not do that and said, I swear you did that. So now you have text screenshot proof. You have his friends saying, no, bro, that was you. You have the fact that he admitted to lying about changing the phone password and whatever. You have the fact that he lied about making his friend leave the house, but the friend actually stayed over. You have the fact that he continued to have fun with his friends the next day and did not mention, you know, it to you. You have the fact that you found out from somebody else. And then you have the fact that he was emotional, he was distraught, he was upset because he got caught. And so in return, he took you shopping and he bought you Starbucks, deleted girls off of his phone. All that tells me that that's a guilty man. It's as simple as that. That is a guilty conscience. Just because he was clearly very upset and scared of losing you does not prove his innocence. You could be 100% guilty and very upset and very scared of losing somebody. Like one does not cancel out the other. He could be caught completely red-handed and devastated, heartbroken, and distraught that he's going to lose you over it. With that being said, you have to decide if this is something you're willing to forgive. Point blank, period. The question is not if he did or didn't do it. I think the fact is that he did do it. The question is if you're willing to look past this and if you're willing to forgive and forget this. How much of a deal breaker is it to you for your man to message another girl? How much of a deal breaker is it to you for him to admit to lying to you? It's up to you to decide how much all of these, you know, factors in the situation are a deal breaker to you. Are they things you are willing to look past? Are they things that you can't look past? Are these problems that have a solution or are they not? I do have an old podcast episode out in regards to this. It is from March 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is When to Break Up or Work It Out. Does this problem have a solution? So I highly recommend that you listen to that episode because I think that it will answer your question. But it's just, to me, that is a huge relationship tip, like a huge piece of advice when it comes to relationships. Not every relationship is meant to last forever, but some are. And even though the relationships that are meant to last forever are going to have problems, the question is, does this problem have a solution? And answering that question will tell you, is it time to break up or can we work it out? It's really up to you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you leave him. And I'm also not going to sit here and tell you forgive him. But what I will tell you is that this for me is grounds for a breakup. Because texting somebody things like that, that to me is cheating. Cheating does not have to mean that you made out or that you had sex. Like cheating to me is a breakage of your bond and of your commitment to each other. A relationship is between two people, me and you. Now, the second that you invite somebody else in to you intimately, romantically, sexually, in any sort of way, you break that commitment. Like him messaging another person, in my opinion, is a form of cheating. And I don't care if it's not the physical act of cheating. It's all the same shit to me. You invited another person intimately into your world while your world has a commitment to me. This is something that, in my opinion, I would say is grounds for a breakup. And I think that you would easily move on from this because this is not what you deserve. Like, why should you deserve this sort of treatment? Why should you have to go through shit like this? And the last thing that I'm going to say about this is to have more confidence. The more confident you are in yourself, you will be able to see clearly what you're going to do with this situation. You will be able to move on from the situation, move past this situation. You will be, whether you stay with him or not. Because here's the thing. If you do choose to stay with him, you can't hold this over his head forever. You cannot move forward with trust issues. You cannot start to be really insecure in your relationship And now you don't trust him with his phone. You need his phone password. You go through his phone. Now you don't trust him when he's having a guy's night and having his friends over. You can't move forward like that. If you're willing to forgive, you have to be willing to forget and move past it and build that confidence in yourself and be confident in your relationship, be confident in him, be confident in moving forward. You have to be able to do that. Okay. You cannot move forward with insecurities if you're willing to forgive and forget. It's not fair. So you have no right to hold this over his head if you choose to forgive. Forgiving means letting it go. And then even on the other end, if you choose, I can't forgive and I can't forget and I can't be with you, I have to break up and I have to let, you know, this go. Again, having that confidence will allow you to move on and move forward because you'll be fine. You'll say, then that just wasn't for me. You know, this was just another boyfriend. This was just another dating situation. I'm going to have a million more, you know, boyfriends in my future and I'm going to be treated much better. I don't deserve this shit. Why should I deserve to feel hurt and confused in my relationship? Why should I deserve to feel humiliated in my relationship and have somebody sending me screenshots of what my man is saying to another person? Like, why should I go through that? I'm too confident for this. I'm not going to be with somebody who brings out the insecurities in me. The more confident you are, the easier you will be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel and get through certain situations. This massive amount of confusion and like, I don't know what to do with this is coming from a place of uncertainty and insecurity. So you got to move past both of those things and be able to say, no, I am confident in myself. I know what I'm going to do. I know the choice I'm going to make and double down on it. Don't backtrack. Don't be nervous about making the wrong decision. Don't, you know, say, oh, I did this, I did that. Oh, but if I leave him, then I'm going to be single. Then I'm not going to have anybody. Who cares? Who cares? Stick to your guns, you know, like make your decision and stick to it and be confident in it. Kill them with confidence. And for anybody else who needs advice from me, you may email me at victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. Make the subject line, Dear Victoria. I get a lot of emails to my, you know, podcast email. So I don't want you to get lost in the shuffle. So make sure that you clarify this is a Dear Victoria submission. And that is all that we have for today. I hope that I helped the two lovely ladies who sent in their Dear Victoria submissions. I hope that I helped anyone who listened. For those of you watching or listening on Spotify, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and leave a comment under this episode where it asks what you thought about this episode. Let me know, share your feedback with me, share a comment. I always reply. I love to chat with you girls. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to leave 5 stars and a review on the main podcast page. And if you're watching on YouTube, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. It is so helpful. I appreciate it so much. But thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.